When the Klal Yisrael complains that Lo Mehel Yisonu Mitzrayim, so the Torah tells us, they complain, why would you, to Moshe Rabbeinu, why'd you take us out of Mitzrayim? And they became after that this Magefa with Nechoshim Hasrofim. There was a serious punishment and many people died. So the Ralbag says that there's a Toelis here. What's the lesson that we can learn from here? What can we take away from this? Lohidia, she'en roi le'odom she'yenaker ma she'osu le'me ha'toivo. A person shouldn't deny, to uproot and deny a good that was done to him. Avol roi she'yakir ha'toiv le'mi she'osu lo. He should appreciate and maybe express that appreciation, at least recognize that appreciation to the one who did it to him. He owes something to the one who did this teva to him to recognize that appreciation. Kol shekein im hoya oisa hatoiv Hashem yisaleh. Kol shekein, if the one who did this good for him was Hashem himself, certainly he has a responsibility not to deny the teva, but rather to recognize it and to admit it. Haloi tireh. Ki Yisroel ba'avur shenisnakru min ha'toivo yishegiyo lohem me'Hashem yisaleh al yedei Moshe. Klal Yisroel, who denied the toivos that came to them from Hashem through Moshe Rabbeinu, sholcho bo'om ha'nechoshim ha'srofim ve'hem misu mehem rabim. These nechoshim were sent and many people died. It was a terrible punishment because of this denial of the toivo that Hashem had done to them in taking them out of Mitzrayim, and I imagine all of the ensuing protections and everything, that they got a tremendous punishment. Many people were died. V'zeki heim lo yisroamu milechem umayim bavur tzorchom aleim. They weren't complaining that we don't have bread, we don't have water, and we need, you can't survive without bread and water, you can't survive. They were not complaining about their lack of the basic ingredients of survival. Avol royat chunosom meshakach oisom el sheyisroamu me'Hashem yisaleh. Says something about the evil of their nature, something inside. They sort of made them forget the teva that Hashem had done for them. And they come and they complain about everything. Why did you take us out of Mitzrayim? And Moshe, aloi dover yevi'em l'Yisrayim mehem. For no reason. If they would have had, we don't have what to eat, we don't have what to drink, we have certain needs that weren't fulfilled, their needs weren't being addressed. So then they have something to complain about. But since they didn't have such a thing, that's not what they were complaining about. They push it. It was roya tchunosom that was meshaka choysom, that they now forgot everything, all the good Hashem did and Moshe, and for no reason they're complaining, and that was inappropriate. That we see from here that that's a terrible thing because they were punished very severely because of it. Avol hoya mehoroy lohem lo seis toidol Hashem yisaleh al kol asher gemolom ulemoshe neviyoy. They should have rather given appreciation and recognized and expressed that recognition to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Hashem, for everything that Hashem had given them, and through, together with, or through Moshe Rabbeinu. So, it seems that there's two things that maybe are of interest over here. Number one, there were many toivos that they received, and yet it seems that the Ralbag says that this denial of the toivos that Hashem had done, that He took them out of Mitzrayim, is a royal lev. There's something that's inherently wrong inside. Why? He says because v'zeki heim lo yisramu milechem u'mayim bavur tzorchom aleim. They weren't complaining about lechem u'mayim, but they were complaining. Just it was not for a need. It was only because of the royativum. So now the shaila is, let's say that they were complaining about a need. So they're lacking something. So they have what to complain. L'chor, if you're lacking something, and you have what to complain about, but you also have a lot to be appreciative for. would seem to me that the appreciation should be appreciation. I appreciate you took us out of Mitzrayim, and you made great nisim, and we're not avodim anymore, and you took care of us, and there's the Anani HaKovod, and there's the Amud Eish, but we don't have food, so we're complaining about something. So it would seem that it should be able to be divided, that what we have to complain about, we're not appreciative that you're not giving us the things that we need, but on the other hand, we have to be appreciative of what you did do. And we find in HaKoras HaToiv, we find appreciation to the Mitzrim for what they gave us, even though they gave us so much tzoras, but since we had certain benefits from them, there's also a certain level of appreciation that's expected of them. And yet over here, it seems that this would make all the difference. It sounds like that there's two types of a lack of appreciation. It sounds if we're not appreciating because we don't have something, so that's not a royal live. That's not a royal live. Because I'm really missing something. I don't have what to eat. I don't have what to drink. And the Nela, so that's why I don't appreciate anything in my situation. You took me out of Mitzrayim. I'm missing something that I need. And because of that, I'm taka. I should appreciate what you did do for me. I should really be able to divide. This you did, this you didn't do. I appreciate what you did. And what you didn't do, I don't appreciate. I'm not very appreciative. But there would be such a thing that, because I don't have what I need, you haven't provided my needs, so I just find it very difficult to appreciate everything else. I can't really say I appreciate you taking me out of Mitzrayim if you took me out to starve. But on the other hand, if you don't have that and you lack appreciation, then the lack of appreciation is a different concept. It's a royal live. It seems that there's something in the person that there's an evil in not appreciating. That evil is mitigated when I have a reason. If I have something that you haven't given me that I need, and even though you've given me so much and I lack the appreciation, which is inappropriate because you should appreciate what you have, and even if you can't be appreciative fully because you don't have, but that's not a royal live. That's not so evil. Yeah, the pshat is, listen, my situation is not great. I know you did a lot of good for me. I'm hungry, and I can't appreciate it. That's something that, I don't know if it's excusable, but it's certainly not, it's not what we're talking about. It wouldn't be worthy of this terrible punishment. But when a person is not lacking his needs, and all it is a lack of appreciation, then, or a denial, I guess the main thing is the denial. When I say loma elisono means I'm saying not only I don't fully appreciate, I'm denying the appreciation. I say, no, you hurt us. You took us out of Mitzrayim, lamiseinu bamidbar. When a person says that, so then the lack of appreciation is not just a lack of feeling or of sensitivity or of, it stems from something in the natural state of the human being should be appreciative. In fact, I think that's what he means, because lemaisa, you don't see in the posuk here anything about roi sheyaker hatoiv lemisha soloi. There's nothing about it. It says one thing. They denied it, loma heli sonu, and for that they were punished. Where do you see over here that you should be positively be makir toiv? I would assume that the pshat is like this. When a person receives a toiva, the natural state of a human being is to appreciate. A person is a person has a sense of chesed. Rashi says in Hallel, Hallelu es Hashem kol goyim, shabachu ki govar aleinu chastoi. Rashi says, afal pi she govar aleinu chastoi, adayin Hallelu es Hashem. We tell the goyim, Hashem did chesed to us, you praise him. It means the person has the sensitivity, the appreciation of chesed. A goy, a tzelem elokim, though, has the appreciation of chesed, that if, in fact, a chesed was done, we can ask the whole world to praise Hashem for that chesed, even though it wasn't done to them. We do have that. On the other hand, when a person, and that's natural, and when a person doesn't have that hakoras hatoiv, when a person is complaining about a matzav which really should be appreciated, that can only be, that's a denial that emanates from a terrible rishus. It's not a natural state. It's not just a lack of appreciation. Because if not for that being menaker, like uprooting and denying it, then the person would be makir toiv. It's a natural thing to be makir toiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. Maybe that's part of the tachlis of the bria. He does toiva, and we're created in a way that we can appreciate that toiva, and therefore respond by doing the avodas Hashem. But when a person has toiva and he denies it, so that's something that's it's a sign of something terribly missing inside. It's a sign of evil. When I don't appreciate it, or even if I deny it, because even though you did so much toiva to me, but I'm missing something of my basic needs. He's like he says, the milechem umayim bavur tzorchom aleihem. I need lechem umayim, I don't have. Then already it's not a rishus. Then it's a mistake. Your taka should be makir toiv. We have the capacity, but okay, you're the total matziv is not so good for you because of the fact that you don't have lechem imayim, and you're fine. But when a person doesn't have something specific that he's lacking of his needs, and he's just not appreciating, and he's complaining, and he's denying that toiv, that isn't a stam, a denial. That comes from such a royal lev that in their case, I mean, of course, they were the great tzaddikim that they were. This is not a royal lev in anything that we can even imagine or understand what it is. But on their level, there was something so wrong that it had to bring about these nechoshim and this magefa and so many people dying, all because of the fact that there's something terribly amiss if we can't be makir toiv. And I think if we think about it, you know, sometimes we think about HaKoras HaToiv, it's a nice midah. It's nice to say thank you, it's nice to appreciate, it's nice to, you know, and sometimes it's overrated, like, what are you getting all excited about, you know? But we really have to realize that if a person, it's so natural to appreciate. It's so much part of the way it should be. It's so much that if there isn't denial, then there would be appreciation. That's automatic. That appreciation is there. Roy sheyakar atoiv lemisho so, and that would happen. If not for the yinakir masho'oso lemiatoiv, if not for the uprooting. And that uprooting is a terrible, terrible avla. Because how could you deny? Someone did you a toiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does me a toiva, and I don't appreciate it. And I'm fighting it, and I deny it. I want to overlook it. I don't want to be beholden. I want to. That's like, it's like the antithesis of the essence of the creation of the Tzelem Elokim, which has this appreciation for Chesed. And you're denying that? That's like a terrible avla. And sometimes, if a person wants to work on developing a midah, which is really what the tachlis is, we know that the Goyin says that that's the tachlis of the whole life, is tikkun amidas. If a person wants to work on it, part of that musar, part of that avodas hamidas, is to recognize how terrible it is. You know, if a person thinks, oh, it's a nice thing, you know, good, I'm going to start saying thank you. So, it's on one level. But if a person recognizes that when I don't have a good excuse, when I don't have a real lack, and it's just, I'm just want to avoid the pressure or the burden of recognizing that someone did me something, that avoidance seems to emanate from some type of a royal lev. He says, he calls avoroya tchunoso meshakachoysom elsh. It makes us, there's something in the evil within us that forces us that we want to forget it to the extent that we come and we taina and we're going to deny and fight this appreciation. That's a very serious avla, and maybe knowing that, the seriousness of that avla, can help us to be motivate us to work on that midah of appreciating the teva.